Good morning. It's Mitch again from Glasshouse Country Mulaney News and The Sentinel. And we've had a very busy week. And coming up for you this week is in Glasshouse Country, we've got our reports about $43 million that's going to be spent on widening a 2 kilometre stretch of Steve Irwin Way. There's actually, interestingly, it's apparently one of the most high accident rate areas in southeast Queensland. So that'll be money well spent. We're closely following the quarry application by Hanson. It's very controversial up here. We've got submissions closing soon. And over the weekend, we were out and about when 12 elders from Arnhem Land came. They were invited to come down and just talk to people about their cultural heritage of the Glasshouse Mountains to Indigenous people. And there are a lot of people that attended that as well. So that's quite an interesting story that we're following there. I've got a really lovely story. It's a bit tragic as well, but a young girl in Glasshouse Mountains, Macy, she was born with a rare genetic disease called Ring 18 syndrome. It's only 72 cases of these worldwide. And her family are trying to raise money for a van to help transport around as Macy grows older and bigger. So we're just talking about how people might be able to contribute to that. We've also got a Mother's Day feature as well. It's only very close away. I've got to do something about that myself. And an education feature as well. And we talked to a whole bunch of schools about the phone ban that was introduced at the start of the year and how that's going for students and teachers. Over at the Sentinel, we've got a story about a new childcare centre for Morayfield. The developers doing their bit there to overcome a critical childcare shortage. We're also out at Cruisin' Caboolture. It's a beautiful weekend for it. We've got some fantastic pictures of all the people and cars that were there over the weekend. And we're also just thinking about childcare, looking at the other end of the spectrum at population growth and the amount of over 50s developments that are happening in the region. There's quite a few. We've been talking to experts and council about that as well. As well as a story about a sprightly gentleman who turned 103 last year. He's going to tell us his secrets to a long life. All I know is that I'm probably not following any one of them. That's coming up in the Sentinel this week. Happy reading, and we'll talk to you next week. It's Mitch, over and out.